This is the Great Northern Radio Show. This is the Great Northern Radio Show. That was the Surf Monkeys, Bill and Earl Bilinski. They might remember them from the Electras, the cult hit back in the day. And Robin Anders from Boiled and Lead, and also over there with World Muse. So great, great team up there. This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown. The show is made possible in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. We're live in Ely. Ely is known as the outpost in the wilderness of northern Minnesota. Creatures of the forest still stroll through town sometimes. You got your bear, your moose, your wolves. Though these majestic animals are a blend of predators and prey, all three of them have something in common. They are all hunted by humans. Well, almost all of them these days. Here are the Great Northern Radio players.
Is this the right place?
Sure, I'll handle this. Hi, we're here to see the governor?
Oh, well, yes. Now, you're the two researchers on the Ely Project? Oh, okay, well, just hold on. Governor, your 1030 is here. Well, there are two of them, a man and a woman. I'd say 5'4 and maybe 6 foot on the fella. Oh, well, as well I'll ask. Say, do either of you have any food allergies?
No.
Shellfish.
Oh, the fella can't eat shellfish. Well, I don't know. He looks kinda normal. Well, I'll ask. Say, do you work for the government?
That's why we're here. We work for the State Department of Natural Resources.
Oh, no. We're talking about the secret level of government people don't know about that exists under the one people do know about. What? Oh, the oligarchy? Oh, I guess that's it. Do you work for the oligarchy? It seems like a no, Governor. Well, shall I send them in then? Okay, very well. You can go in now.
Governor, hello! I'm Annie, and this is my new partner, Steve. We're about to head up to Ely for the Wolf Project. You wanted to see us?
That's right, Annie and Steve. See, I know you worked for my predecessor, and he had a reputation for extreme paranoia. We don't want another situation like last year.
Yes, the moose incident.
Entirely preventable. But that insane despot who held this office let it happen because he was afraid everyone was out to get him. I need to make sure that doesn't happen to me. So I'm going to identify my enemies early in my first term and destroy them.
We're scientists, Governor, not assassins.
Oh, what do you know about wolves' fancy science?
Well, Canis lupus originated in Eurasia during the Pleistocene era and inhabits all the continents of the Northern Hemisphere. Actually, it's quite interesting when
Learn how to read cues, would ya? That was rhetorical. You do know that Minnesota allows wolf hunting now, right? You ever think about what that means for me? How long do you think it will be before they allow governor hunting?
Well, I'd imagine a pretty long time, considering you'd have to sign that law yourself.
See, nobody understands the pressure I'm under.
All we're doing is going to Ely to monitor the wolf population to see how hunting has affected the wolf behavior.
Could you find out if the wolves are mad at me?
Mad at you? For...
I don't know, everything that wolves don't like. Getting shot, mostly.
Well, wolves don't experience anger in the way we do, Governor. They are wild animals who live by a combination of instincts, environmental conditions, and primal needs.
See, that's just what angry wolves would want us to believe, fancy science. Nah, here's the deal. You're going up to Ely and monitor wolves, right? But you're going to do something else for me. You're going to bring them this shipping container of meat with my campaign logo on the side.
Governor, this is among the worst ideas I've ever heard.
Yeah, Governor, feeding the wolves raw meat is problematic on many levels, and also wolves can't read or vote.
Not yet, fancy science. Not yet.
It was a strange assignment, but the team knew they'd be collecting valuable information about an important part of the northern Minnesota ecosystem. They arrived near where wolves had been sighted and set up an observation stand.
Oh, do you see him? Oh, here comes the wolf pack.
Shh, just take notes.
So I says to the guy, I don't care why you're here, but if you don't secrete a small amount of urine and back away, we're going to have a much bigger problem.
Yeah, so what did he do?
He pooped a little. That was a bonus.
That's great. You sure have a heck of a guy there, Alpha Wolf. You're doing a great job. Say, how you feeling?
Fine.
Fine, like you're just saying that because of social convention, or, you know, like really fine, like strong and feral, like you could fend off, a wolf or something?
I mean fine, pal. Okay. Don't get any ideas.
Okay. Just checking. Hey, I feel great, by the way. I'm taking a class down at Vermilion Community College about expressing my feelings.
Well, how did you get into human college?
Through the door.
Right, never mind. Listen, we've got to be on the lookout. I hear there's some prime grade A moose steak in these parts.
Moose are a pain, man. They're so big. Can't we just pick off a deer fawn?
I'm tired of these snack-sized meals we've been eating. I'm hungry. And if I'm hungry, you and the others must be hungry on account of me eating first.
Yeah, I suppose so. But moose, they're crazy big.
And big crazy, I know. Wait, look over there.
Hello! Oh, I see you, wolves!
Hey, moose, we were just talking about hunting you guys. In fact, I think we will. Now, which one of you is most delicious?
Not so fast there, Fido. I've got hooves like a howitzer, and I'm not afraid to end this movie like Old Yeller, if you know what I mean. No, we just wanted to know if you were doing okay, you know, on account of the hunting.
Hunting has been great, right?
Oh, yeah. We're in no way starving or desperate for food. That's not easy.
No. I mean, the humans hunting you.
Humans hunting us? Yeah. Their babies are like hams. Yeah. They wouldn't dare.
Oh, I think they would, Lassie.
Oh. So that's why that girl at the community college gave me her number. Oh, I'm such an idiot.
And you know the funniest thing? They suspended hunting us moose. We're in the clear, Benji.
Wait a minute. Wait just a mammalian minute. We are the masters of the boreal forest. We go where we please and we eat what we see.
Boom! You just ate lead, Toto. Wolf, hate to be you.
So what do we do? What do we do? Oh, there's got to be some place where the prey goes to hide, some secret place.
Sure. Like, I'm going to send you an all-you-can-eat buffet. Think again, pal. But seriously, the deer have a support group that meets every Thursday night.
Yeah, we do. More like meat every Thursday night.
Ooh! Good one, Snoopy. You wouldn't want to go there anyway. Those deer are so dumb.
They're dumb.
How dumb are they?
Deer are so dumb, they've got fewer IQ points than stomachs.
All right, that's good. What is it, four?
Yeah, four. I know a deer who married a sweaty guy because she thought he was a salt lick.
Sounds like a win-win.
Deer are so stupid, they sit on the TV and watch the couch.
Well, it's hard getting TV to work out here. That's fair.
Deer are so dumb. If a deer had another brain, it'd be lonely.
No.
you hear about the doe in the American Southwest who walked funny?
Yet.
She thought the sign said Rut 66.
Hey, look, look, I know. Look, one time we were chasing a deer and we trapped it in a glen and it was all screaming like, all mournful and scared all over its inevitable fate.
That's not funny.
No.
Oh, circle of life. Funny, but not ha-ha funny. Yeah, yeah. But have you ever noticed how even the name deer is dumb? Deer.
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 Wait, what's that over there behind the brush?
Here, I'll use my giant hoof to pull back the summer foliage.
It's some kind of box. A human box. Look inside, it's full of meat. I thought that was you I smelled, but it's actual meat in a box.
Hey, maybe them humans ain't so bad after all.
Hold it right there, Rover. You don't eat just the prepared food you find in the forest, not prepared. That's when they shoot you.
What is this all about? Humans in trees?
Get used to it, Odie.
Hi, we've come in peace. The meat is right...
From the governor, who asked that you enjoy it and not be mad at her for allowing you to be hunted.
Hi, Annie!
Hi, Madam Moose!
You know her?
Long story. It was back in college.
So let me get this straight. We all get some meat this one time, and all we got to do is be happy with the fact that every once in a while, a few of us get totally screwed in a totally unfair way at the time we least expect it. You humans got a name for this?
Sure do. It's called an election year.
Yeah.
The Great Northern Radio Players.